Welcome to GVC Unplugged, a podcast made by employees for employees. Hear interviews and discussions with coworkers, stay informed about GVC news and projects, and catch up on the latest news and happenings at the co-op, and more. Let's get started.
Hey, GVEC team. Thanks for tuning in to the GVEC Unplugged podcast. You've got Jordan Kuick here again today with returning host HR representative Sherry Johnson. Want to tell everyone hello, Sherry?
Good morning, everybody.
So, Sherry, we have a fun podcast planned for today. Something that others might recognize from a previous podcast. You want to tell them what we're doing?
You're right. Back in June, we introduced our listeners to a game show style podcast, and it was designed to test our employees, our coworkers, to see how well they know each other. So we have brought back another group of dynamic duos we're going to hear from today.
Nice. So, you know, before we talk to them, last time we played this, Team CeeLo, which was made up of Season Barnick and Lori Lensman, they won that contest. But if anybody listened closely, they might have realized that if Team Boozin hadn't been generous with one of the contested points, that it probably would have been a tie. Did you notice that?
I certainly did notice that.
And yeah, I picked up on that too. So I wonder if at some point we're going to need to invite Team CeeLo back to defend and prove whether or not they're actually worthy of that title of dynamic duo.
Yeah. I think we should definitely do that. I was really impressed with Boozin knowing those wedding anniversaries.
Oh my gosh.
That's knowing somebody.
Yeah, that's a deep relationship they've got there for sure. So the official prize for winning a Dynamic Duos contest is bragging rights. So that's what we've got on the table for you guys today. But Team Boozin and CeeLo, in the last episode, they chose to wager a bit. So what was on the table was, I think, a public presentation versus a customized GVEC neckerchief. So I wonder if any of our teams will choose to do something like that today. You ready to introduce our contestants, Sherry?
Yes, I would be glad to. So we have representing .NET is Brandon LaWallen. He's our internet services support person. We also have Dustin Shalock, an internet services technician one, otherwise known as Bustin.
Ooh, Team Bustin. I like that.
Team Bustin.
Hardcore.
And we have GVC Home with us also. We've got Chris Kepsel. He's our home electrician services manager. And Tyler Templer, our home apprentice electrician, otherwise known as Typher.
Typher. Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast, Team Typher and Team Bustin. We're excited to get started. Would everybody like to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So how about we just go ahead and jump into these questions? Let's see if you guys are actually worthy of being called a dynamic duo, ooh, each set of you. So I'm just going to jump in. I'm going to start with you, Tyler, because you're sitting closest to me today. And so you're in the hot seat. So you need to answer this question for Chris. What would Chris say to this? Okay. You clear on that?
Yep.
Okay. So the first question is, what is Chris's favorite TV show?
He keeps telling me to watch it. It's Yellowstone.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. He must have another favorite. That's not it.
What's the answer?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah. I ruined that for you.
Has he talked to you about Sons of Anarchy at all?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, we started watching it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah dies. And he's like, no, I do not know that. I was like, oh,
well, that's bad. My bad.
So that's what you mean by you ruined it for him. You spoiled it for him.
Yes, I told him someone dies.
So what you're doing is you're trying to convince him that he's trying to tell you that you'll enjoy it. Okay.
And for all of our other Sons of Anarchy fans out there, that might have been a spoiler alert. Not sure.
I didn't say a name. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So-and-so. So there's a death.
Okay.
Okay. So no points awarded. Off to a good start. So, Chris, you're going to answer that same question for Tyler. What is Tyler's favorite TV show?
My original guess was Sons of Anarchy.
No.
Nope.
Do you have a second guess?
Nope.
That would be Iron Resurrection.
What is that?
Never even heard of that.
I have never heard of that
never
either.
Never heard of that one either.
Car show. They're out of Austin.
Yeah.
And that was the question. That was the answer that you thought he would guess?
No, I knew he wasn't going to get that one. So I was confident on Yellowstone because he keeps talking about it. And then I was like, nope. So I knew he wasn't going to get me.
You're setting yourself up for a comeback then.
Someone dies in Yellowstone too, by the way. But that's every episode.
Yes, that's pretty much every episode.
Have an exciting life on that ranch.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so this brings us back to Team Bustin.
What?
So, Dustin, we're going to start with you.
Yes, ma'am.
The Ustin part of Bustin. So, what is Brandon's favorite TV show?
And I'm not saying this with confidence because this was a tough one for me. I said Big Bang Theory, but I don't think I'm close on that one.
Ooh.
I don't know what this is. This is Shameless.
Shameless.
Shameless is so good.
It's close. Long alive. It's a comedy.
Is it? Right? Okay. All right. Count,
right? I'm actually rewatching Shameless right now.
We get half a point for that. We're in the same subgenre. Yeah.
That family's got some messed up issues.
For sure.
Makes me feel normal.
Okay, Brandon, what do you think Dustin would say his favorite TV show is?
You know, honestly, we've never talked about that. So I'm just going to guess. I was going to say Yellowstone.
No, that's my second favorite show.
Yes, King of Queens. That's kind of King? A throwback.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, Yellowstone's my favorite show now, but of all time is King of Queens.
Gotcha.
I love Kevin James. He's just funny.
I love it because right now Sherry has the mallet for the ding. Tell everybody what the ding will sound like when someone finally gets it.
Ding.
Okay, so Sherry has that mallet in her hand ready to go, and she's not gotten to use it yet.
Not yet.
So let's move on to question number two. And let's see if we can get a ding. So that's, maybe we should go back. All right, guys. So the point of the game is to answer the question correctly so that you can get a ding. Everybody got that?
Yes, we got it. We
did not start out so well on that one. Second round, we're going to get a ding.
We're tied.
Okay, so second question is basically multiple choice. So we're going to see if you guys can get this one. All right, so Tyler, when asked this question, what would Chris say? Ketchup or mustard?
Neither.
Yes.
That's correct.
Nice. We got a ding. Okay, so that's 1 point on the board. Megan is going to put a point on the board for Typher. Awesome. Okay, Chris, can you get the second point? What would Tyler say when asked the question, ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
All right. Ooh, right. Now we're getting somewhere.
He also even gave us a little more descriptive kind of ketchup.
Spicy ketchup? Is it spicy ketchup?
It is spicy ketchup.
Yes. Sorry. I know I'm not in the game, but I love spicy ketchup too.
Jordan gets a point.
Okay, so Team Bustin, here is your chance to get on the board as well. Dustin, when asked the question, ketchup or mustard, what would Brandon say?
50-50 shot, I'm going to go with ketchup.
Yep.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. Heating up.
And Brandon, what do you think?
I didn't think we could answer something different, honestly, because if Dustin had a choice, I think... he would pick jalapenos over anything else. But I'm going to say ketchup as well.
You are right. So we have a ketchup crowd here. Except for Chris.
Very good.
You're dry. Plain and dry.
You're plain and dry.
Green gravy if it's available.
Hey.
Green gravy.
I like your style.
Huh. Like Verde sauce? Is that green gravy?
What? Cream.
Cream. Oh.
Cream.
That makes more sense.
Okay, so to recap where this ended up, now Team Bustin has 2 points and Team Typher has 2 points. So we're on the board. They've got the idea of the game. They understand how it's to be played. So let's now move on to question number three. Ty, what is Chris's biggest fear?
Yeah, this was a stab in the dark. I guess falling.
Falling. That would be an occupational hazard.
He's not on the roof no more.
Right. So you should be afraid of that, but no.
Spiders, something, snakes.
Well, the answer is spiders, so I don't know if we let him keep guessing.
I couldn't think of something either, so I just put spiders.
Again, spiders are still occupational.
True. Mm-hmm.
Occupational hazard.
Okay.
Yeah. I think falling is more like that bad dream you keep waking up from. But I don't know if you're used to the heights, it's not as scary. My brother actually had a big fall a couple of years ago and he has nightmares about falling now. So that makes sense. Okay. So, Chris, I don't feel like this is something that guys talk about a lot on the job. Like, hey, what's your biggest fear? So that's why we pulled it into this competition. So, Chris, what would Tyler say is his biggest fear?
Well, I've seen it from experience. I believe it would be yellow jackets, but I could be wrong.
So you've seen the fear in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the answer?
The answer is spiders.
Oh.
Insects.
Insects in general.
Yeah.
Not insects in general, just
spiders.
Ones that can attack you.
Yeah. Arachnids in general.
Okay.
All right, that takes us to Team Bustin. We got no points for Typher on that one. But for Team Bustin, same question. Dustin, what would Brandon say is his biggest fear?
I'd say his biggest fear would probably be losing a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
That is right.
Aww. He knows that.
Dang,
he knows you got a soft heart.
Heart.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon. That is a big, that's scary. All right, Brandon. So is Dustin as big of a softy as you? What would he say is his biggest fear?
No. I'm pretty sure his biggest fear would be snakes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't like them. Don't like them.
Wow. So maybe that is a conversation that happens. Like, hey, man, just what's your biggest fear? Tell me about your hopes and dreams. I just want to hear. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we're going to go one more question, and then we'll take a quick break. Tyler, I feel like I might even have a guess for this one for Chris. What is Chris's best friend's name?
Well, it's not Sarah.
And who is Sarah?
Sarah's his wife. I'm going to shoot for his twin brother, Dustin.
Hey, I like his name.
Yeah, that's a good guess, but that's wrong.
Was it Sarah?
It was Kyle.
It was Kyle.
Ah, yeah.
I got you. Okay, yeah,
I should have remembered Kyle. Dirt bike Kyle.
Dirt bike Kyle.
I was actually going to guess his twin brother, too. I just think that they probably are tight, but he's like, that's my brother, not my best friend. So, all right, Chris. So then for Tyler, what's Tyler's best friend's name?
I don't know too many of his close friends, so I guessed his girlfriend, Ashley.
Ooh, hard no.
Oh. hard no. Wow, man.
It's okay. She won't hear this.
That's right.
Don't send it to her.
It's also Tyler.
I'm my
Tyler
own best friend. No.
Oh, man.
I used to live with Tyler Davis.
That's right. I thought it was Tyler. Is that his name?
It's my own name.
I'm my own best friend. Yeah, I like that.
I'm my own best friend.
No.
Nobody treats me as good as I do. All right. So that was no points.
That is no point.
You know what I haven't given? I haven't given a recap on points in a sec. So before we go to Team Bustin for this question, right now what we have on the board is Team Bustin has 4 points and Team Typher has 2 points. So that's one question behind right now. If they could basically fix this with one question if they got it right and Team Bustin got it wrong. So they're still in the running, but that's where we're at, 2-4. So Team Bustin, if I ask you this question, Dustin, regarding Brandon, what would Brandon say is his best friend's name?
I'd say Travis.
Yep.
You are correct.
That's very good. Ooh, they're getting a lead. Yeah, they got the cross tally. They're at 5 points. Ooh, now.
They got that diagonal line.
Yeah, the diagonal line is going.
That's
now.
A good one.
Yeah. So then Brandon, for Dustin, what is his best friend's name?
It's got to be Zach Murkowski.
It first is and last name. Intense. Man, you guys are close.
Yeah. Hang out quite a bit.
Yeah, know each other for a while.
Okay, so then that brings us 6-2. So Typher, you got to bring it. You got to make this happen.
We're going to try.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a break so you guys can regroup and get your mind set in competitive mode. And so we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey GVEC, Megan Zella here. Have you checked out our Glassdoor page yet? If so, thank you. If not, we encourage you to head over to glassdoor.com and search for GVEC. While you're there, we encourage you to take a moment and submit a review. Those reviews assist us in our recruiting and retention efforts. So whether you've just joined us or you've been a dedicated employee for years, everyone's experience counts. Remember, the reviews are as anonymous as you make them. All you have to fill out are the sections marked with an asterisk. No need to add your name, title, department, unless you want to. Thanks, GVEC team. Now back to our podcast.
Okay, so welcome back, everybody. We are sitting here, as a reminder, with Team Bustin and Team Typher in the middle of a dynamic duos competition. But before I jump back into the questions, I'd really like to just take a second to get to know each of you and find out a little bit more about how long you've worked together, things like that. So Team Typher, how long would you say y'all have worked together and why do y'all know each other so well? What's the deal with that?
Well, I've been an apprentice electrician for GVEC coming up on 3 years next month.
started here because of Chris. His wife and my girlfriend actually know each other from their previous jobs.
Okay.
And so they hung out, we hung out.
Yeah, so y'all are all intertwined. What's your take on it, Chris?
About the same. I'd say we've known each other about 4 years. He was in my wedding.
Oh, that's nice.
His girlfriend was in the wedding. So now we're trying to get them to get married. that's tough, but we'll see where it goes.
Awesome. So then Team Bustin, what's your backstory? Tell us about your relationship.
I've been working together for a couple years. I started 2 years and about a month ago, but I've known him for probably about close to 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
Been friends.
Maybe
10, 11 it's years.
Been yeah, it's been a back bit. Before. Well, we went to a party together, you know,
yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day. That was
back like 2009.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
So, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, we're just friends. The town I'm from is 15 minutes from town he's from, Hallettsville in China. So we just kind of hung around the same people and became friends. And then I worked for GBC.
Did Brandon have anything to do with you coming here or just coincidental?
Actually, he did. Actually, I drank a few beers one night. We're talking about it.
And he he didn't like the job that he was in. And he asked me about GBC. And I said, well, dude, I can put in a good word for you if you apply. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was working for a company out of Victoria doing two-way radio. And I wanted to come back closer to home and kind of do the same thing, kind of what I was doing, you know. But and then, he got me lined down.
Great.
Do you feel like he did you a favor getting you here? Or are you going to pay him back later?
Definitely. Definitely. Definitely big favor. Big favor.
Nice. How about you, Tyler? Do you feel like Chris did you a favor getting you here?
Yeah, he definitely pulled some strings to get me in. They needed some help, and I wanted a new job. So.
So everybody is happy to be here. That's good. Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, I think that speaks really well about where we are when people who are obviously good friends are telling their friends, like, yeah, come on over. Like, you know, I can, you know, talk to who you are because I know you well, and I think you'd be a good fit. And then they come along and obviously it's sticking. Now it's been multiple years for both of you. So I think that speaks really well to us that we would recommend to a friend. So I think that's great. That's awesome. So are y'all ready to jump back into the competition?
Yes, ma'am.
Team Typher, are you ready for a comeback?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I have my mallet ready.
Yes. Sherry is on board. Sherry is in support. She believes in you. So let's make it happen. Okay. So the next question. Whew, okay. This one's really open-ended. This is a tough one. All right. All right, Tyler. So what's the first thing that Chris would buy if he won the lottery?
Like a big lottery?
Yeah.
Classic Volkswagen.
What kind of Volkswagen?
A bug.
A bug? Is that Chris's aesthetic?
No.
No.
He's looking for a new house. He's thinking bigger.
Oh.
Yeah, house. You're That's a good one.
Buy a new one regardless.
Yeah, make an investment.
With or without the lottery.
So new house with a classic bug in front. That's what would happen. Okay, got it. Okay, so no point.
I would definitely buy one of those. But the first thing would be the house.
I gotcha. Well, because you have to close on the house first for the credit, and then you can go ahead. Of course, I guess if it's lottery, you're gonna just cash. So yeah. That makes sense. Okay, Chris, you gonna get this point?
I think so.
Okay, what would Tyler buy? Will be the first thing Tyler would buy if he won the lottery.
My first thought was if he won the lottery in the near future, he'd buy a ring for his girlfriend. But knowing Tyler, I feel like he would buy a car first, so a Mustang or GT 500 or whatever.
A dream car, basically.
And then I thought maybe a house, but I was like, no, it's got to be the Mustang.
Okay, so dream car,
and you would be right. It was a GT 500 Mustang. Nice.
Okay, you even got it done. Right.
Nice.
Whew. Okay, so that brings us 3-6. 3-6. Ooh, that's going to be tough. Maybe I'll add some questions here at the end, and maybe I'll give y'all a little more time to catch up. We'll see. It's a surprise. All right, Team Bustin, you've got a good lead here.
Got to keep it.
And this is technically the last question, but like I said, I might extend this a little bit. I might add, y'all have gone through these so quick, I might add a couple of extra questions. So don't get comfortable yet, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dustin, if Brandon won the lottery, what is the first thing he would buy?
But he's got a nice house and a nice truck, so he'd probably want to be debt-free. Probably want to pay off the debt.
Yep.
That was a pitiful ding, but yes, that's right.
That's such a good plan, too. Man, I'd love to be debt-free.
I share your dream.
Yeah, definitely.
Debt-free would be amazing right now.
Yeah. I feel so good.
Definitely.
That's impressive.
It is. That is impressive. They're like BFF. okay, so.
With the heart?
Yeah. So then, Brandon, what's the first thing that Dustin would buy if he won the lottery?
Honestly, I have no clue on this one. He's got a house, he's got a car, he just got married. So I don't know. Got to think. I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't even know. I'm going to say maybe a new truck. A bigger truck.
It sounds like he has it all because he just wants a shop full of toys.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Yeah. I should have known that.
Boats and jet skis.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. In my head, I'm like, boat. Yeah.
I should have known that.
I keep the same house. I just have me a big metal shop full of boats and ATVs, four-wheelers. You know.
Oh, he's just satisfied. He's just happy with what he's got.
I want my shop bigger than my house. I'm going to spend more time in that anyway.
Away from the wife?
Yeah. I didn't say that.
I know.
I can't say that. She might listen to this later.
Well, it sounds like you guys all have the same interest. Maybe you should go get a ticket today, split it, and...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It'll be all cars, some cash. Okay, so yeah, I'm just not... I just feel like I want to give Typher more opportunity to catch back up, because right now we've got Team Bustin at 7. We have Team Typher at 3, and I just want to see that even out. I really want to see it even out. So I'm going to ask some extra questions. Y'all cool with that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so here's the question.
Hope I get it.
I hope you get it too, Tyler. I hope you get it. So my question, you might be surprised by this question. My question is, when's Chris's birthday?
Oh, actually, it is next week. No, it's in August 31st.
Is that right?
30th.
August 30th?
It's August 30th. I don't know what we do for that.
I'm going to give it because I want to give it to him.
He worked hard for that.
I get half a point.
I'm going to give it because I my heart says too.
It's fine, Tyler. My wife still gets it wrong too. It's fine. So.
Does your brother get it wrong?
His wedding's April 6th.
Oh, he knows his wedding date. How about that?
What was it? April 6th. Thanks for the reminder.
I'm just kidding. I was there.
He's like, could you send me a calendar invite for that? I don't want to forget. Okay, Chris. So Tyler knows when your birthday is. Do you know when Tyler's birthday is?
Girlfriend are really close on days. Say
it's going to be January. A problem if you know his girlfriend's but not his.
8th?
My birthday is January 8th.
It was January 8th.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad we've done this. Okay, so this brings us to... Team Typher has 5 points and Team Bustin has 2 points. So
7. But two ahead.
Just
doing some math.
It's still morning time, guys. So give me a break on the numbers. Yeah, 7. 5 plus the 2. Okay, so then Dustin, that is
my kryptonite, is people's
birthday. When is Brandon's birthday?
You don't know when my birthday is.
It took me 2 years to date my wife where I remembered her birthday. I can't remember that at all.
Well, he shares a birthday with someone else in this room.
January something.
It's August 30th.
I was sitting there thinking that is the craziest crap. Him and I both have the same birthday.
Yes, you do.
That is my kryptonite, is people's birthdays.
All right, Brandon. Well, he doesn't know your birthday. So Dustin is going to forget. If you're planning on like a big surprise, he's not bringing it. But how about you? Are you a better friend than Dustin? Do you know his birthday?
Do I get extra points for the year?
You get like, people will listen and they'll just think even more like, oh my gosh, Brandon is such a good friend. I want to be friends with Brandon.
And be impressed.
Yeah, they'll be like, God, Brandon, he wants to pay off his debt. He cares about his family. He knows his friends' birthdays. Like everyone will be like, about Brandon, if you get
they're all gonna want to be your friend.
September 8th, 1985. I don't know why, but I remember certain things a lot.
That's so nice. Like a Brandon.
That's good. Birthdays and phone numbers. That does not stick in my head for some reason. I don't know why.
Dang. Okay. So that brought us to Team Bustin at 8 and Team Typher at 5. So I'm gonna throw the one last question. Which, Typher, I don't think you can win even if you do the one last question. But I think I'm going to put you through it anyway.
Okay.
Because if they get it wrong, then at least it's within 1 point and you guys can save some face. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It
can also really backfire and they lose 5 points.
There's no way to lose points, right? So we're good. We can't go. Yeah, we can't go backwards. Right? Good, yeah.
Okay, Tyler. So, what year model is Chris's current vehicle?
It is a 2016 GMC Sierra 5.3 Vortec, long tube headers, Texas speed, ooh, axle back.
That's super specific, Chris. It's, did you say right, something
except
else?
Except for the year.
17, isn't it?
15.
It's okay.
I think you get extra credit for all the others.
Yeah, you threw some extra credit out there, man.
Yeah. Man, that's a bummer. Maybe.
Nah. There's not even a possibility to win. It's okay, guys.
No. Man. So close. He does. Yeah. He does. All right, Chris. So, well, can you answer that for Tyler? What's the current year model of his vehicle?
He has two cars. He's got a 2012 Dodge and a 2002 Ford Mustang.
Right. Maybe 2 points for that. He named two cars. That redeemed them a little bit.
It right. Still didn't catch up.
No.
This is just for fun at this point, Typer.
Yeah.
I hope you had fun. All right. So Team Bustin. Okay, Destin, what is the year model of Brandon's current vehicle?
I believe Brandon's current truck is 2017.
Yeah, Ford S250. I just bought it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also put the 2014 on.
Yes, you did.
Okay, Brandon. All right, listen. Brandon, if you get this right, y'all are going to have 10 points.
It's crazy.
10 points is a bunch of points. All right. So I think after this, like, y'all get matching tattoos or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's up to from the t-shirt with the heart on it.
That's one thing. I don't even know if you have tattoos. I never knew that.
I do not. I got freckles.
I don't either. So we get our first tattoos together.
Yeah. We didn't end up with a wager on this. It's probably a good thing. Probably a good thing. So it's going to be just the bragging rights. Team Typher is pretty relieved that there was no wager on the table.
Is it too late to do the wager now? Is it too late? Is that off the table?
Now that it's a sure thing, I'd really love a gamble.
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, for point number 10, just a nice round number.
I think it's a 2019.
You think correctly.
Shoot. Okay. Yeah, let's give a round of applause to Team Bustin. First, I'd like to thank everybody for being here. And I, you know, six points is still knowing each other pretty well, Typher. But it sounds like when you've got 10 years with Team Bustin, that's just they've had more time to have those deep conversations, you know? Nobody doubts your relationship, Team Typher. We know you're tight. We know you love each other. So you're okay. But Team Bustin is officially a dynamic duo with 10, possibly more years of friendship. They got 10 points. Let's all just ties together. Isn't that so nice? 10 years of friendship, 10 points. So that makes you the winner. Would you like to say anything? Would you like to give a speech?
No, I'm good.
So congratulations, officially, Team Bustin. You are a dynamic duo. And that actually means something a little bit more special even than you think. Sherry, you want to tell them what's going to happen?
Yes, congratulations, guys. And don't know if you know this, but this isn't over yet. We're having an encore final round. Will be coming next month.
Championship.
That's it. So you're going to take on the team CeeLo, who won our last Dynamic Duos contest.
Yeah, and they're pretty competitive, guys. Like, so Team Typher, that y'all are all very nice to each other. It might get gritty in the championship. So you better be ready to bring it.
Yeah, I know season, so I know how she is.
So y'all need to get geared up for that. So everybody listening, be sure to tune back in for the championship where Team Bustin and Team CeeLo will head off to figure out who is the ultimate dynamic duo at GBEC. If you enjoyed listening to the Dynamic Duos competition and would like to hear more episodes like this, reply to the HR podcast email to give us your feedback. The same goes if you have ideas of how we can make the podcast more interesting to you, or if you'd like to join us for an episode, we want to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to the GVEC Unplugged podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts to be notified when the new episodes are released. Take care of each other, GVEC team, and stay safe till next time.